Welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. It's time for another episode of the CF Rundown, presented by our friends at Heartland Flags. I need to get myself a Philadelphia 76ers flag before the start of the NBA season, so I will almost certainly be doing that on Heartland Flags, heartlandflags.com. I'm back after a one-week absence from the CF Rundown. Normally, I will not be hosting the Rundown anymore alongside my good friend, Rob Gray. What's up, brother?
The seniors will be separated once again. But that's, you only do about 12 podcasts a week.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, it makes
sense. I run out of things to say sometimes, especially when I do an hour and a half podcast with Jeff Woody.
Ooh, and you got the radio show. I mean, it's a fun grind, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a fun grind. I definitely can't complain, but Chris took one thing off my plate. But Chris isn't here today, so I'm filling in for Chris, and we are going to talk about Matt Campbell's press conference this morning following the loss to TCU. Not a ton of shocking revelations or anything like that. David Montgomery remains day-to-day. I think actually probably the most surprising thing was hearing that he got hurt on basically the first play of the season against South Dakota State.
Yeah, that was surprising because I'd seen hints from people who were at the game on Saturday that maybe he'd, and it might have been from the radio show too, the formerly call-in show, kind of hinted that he's been banged up beyond just that play.
Yeah.
And I mean, it stands to reason. Think of all the bumps, bruises, the contusions that probably accumulated over last season being such a workhorse. And he's been that this year and has been productive. But yeah, the first play against South Dakota State gets a little dinged up. As Campbell said, nothing severe because obviously he's kept playing.
Right.
But it highlights it. It really amplifies the need to make sure to use all those other talented running backs. You know, the Johnny Langs, Kenny getting a few carries, Sheldon Crony, and who knows, maybe even down the line a little bit more into Mike Warren territory, just to keep the option of, you know, the opportunity for David Montgomery to stay fresh. But yeah, I've been banged up throughout the season.
Yeah. And I think that nobody is really that surprised. You know, we started to kind of hear that around the Akron game more and more. You could see it more and more bothering him. But I would say if David is capable of getting out on the football field on Saturday in Stillwater, we can probably bank on seeing him on the football field.
Yeah, and I think Coach Campbell said as much, just kind of like if there's anybody that wants to, you know, he's the type of guy that he's going to go if he can possibly go if he's healthy enough. So expect to see him. But also, I mean, as he said, he has got a great deal of trust with that room.
Yeah.
And if he's for some reason isn't healthy enough, you know, you're going to get a steady dose of some other really talented running backs going behind a line that I think has continued to improve after a really rough week one.
So that was my biggest takeaway from the press conference. What do you think? What was the maybe one or two things that stuck out to you the most?
I think one thing I asked him about, because I'm going to be writing about it, and this is always a question, right? When you get off to a start that is less than ideal, and think how close they've been in all these games. Even the Iowa game, they had an opportunity to go and get the lead before they got put away with a touchdown. They're right there. They're this close to being where they're supposed to be. Now, how many times do we say that with Iowa State? Even in some of the down roads years, they weren't far off of two or three more wins some of those years. So I understand how it gets really tiresome, but I also have to understand how Matt Campbell's going to keep touting the progress his team makes.
Yep.
In various position groups, various players, various in-game situations, which they've made just not enough. And that's the tough balancing act a little bit. How do they take that noise of understandably a fan, and I'm sure many of them are fans. I mean, I wonder how much Coach Matt Campbell at age 16 would watch the Cleveland Browns lose the way they lost to the Oakland Raiders and not be, you know, really upset about a big picture kind of thing. So fans looking at 1-3, despite the, you know, you look at the quality of schedule, nobody's happy with that, but he's going to keep talking about the progress. And I think there's been clear progress. The biggest one, which we didn't touch on a whole lot today, is the fact that the defense got on the plus side, plus two in takeaways and really in clutch situations. And that's something that frequently can expand on itself.
Well, and it's funny to me too, when you see people criticizing what he says in these press conferences and stuff like that, I mean, sometimes he can get pretty deep in his coach speak, but there's people that are, it's like they expect him to walk in and say, we suck, everything sucks, and we got to get new guys in here because all these guys just suck.
Yeah.
And it's like, if he doesn't come in and say that, then they're not going to be happy. And I just laugh at those people. I'm like, what? Like, what do you expect him to say? Like, what do you think? What do you think that he's going to come in and say besides we're, you know, pointing out the growth points and stuff like that?
He wouldn't coach beyond the third grade flag football level.
Yeah.
If he didn't take every game, dissect it, look at stuff that you've got to fix, and praise the stuff that demonstrates progress, that shows growth. And
well, and these
he's
guys
speaking honestly about that. I don't think when he says we got to get better on third, you know, and that's yeah, clear on both sides of the ball. But that's something that's been a pet peeve of mine too for a few years, whereas you sometimes, and Twitter is its own universe, but you get people adding you.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, he says progress, this stinks, they're 1-3. It's like, why don't you ask him why they're 1-3? And it's like, you just can't do that. And first of all, it doesn't net you anything.
Yeah.
You know, I remember late in the road years, and we're going off a little bit about this, but I want to. There'd be people constantly saying, look, why don't you ask him why their offense can't do anything right? It's like, can you imagine phrasing that question at any?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, except for, I think, our Bobby Hebert way back when did it once, Les Miles, I think. But that's a different situation than people who actually cover a team. I mean, you want to ask about what's going on third downs, or boy, they're this close to being over the hump. What's going to be the key to do it, to actually do it? But you just can't walk in and go, hey, why'd your team suck so much, coach? I mean, and this team doesn't suck.
No,
I mean, we knew the schedule was going to set it up. They're a pretty good team that hasn't been able to make the one crucial play. They made a lot more plays this last game. And, you know, the offense needs to score more points. There's no question about that. But it's a matter of execution mostly at this point. And they're executing a lot really well. And at critical points, just not making that last play they need to make.
Well, and too, I think people forget that the coaches and players are not viewing, they're not viewing each individual game in a vacuum. I think that a lot of times fans do. So that's why they get so high or so low based on one individual game. For them, it's like, all right, well, that game's over. Now we're back to work tomorrow, you know, because they do it every day. Like for fans, you're here on Saturday, you know,
yep.
And so that specific day means a lot more to you than what it to them. It's just like, this is just another day of work. And I think that that's sometimes why that happens, where people get either super excited about something or they get super, super down about something, even if it's not, if neither emotion is really probably truly necessary.
Well, and again, if players approach the game with anything close to the same mindset as fans, they'd be basket cases and they wouldn't be able to perform.
Right.
And that's part of what makes being a fan great. Right?
I don't want to bash. I don't want people to think I'm bashing the fans.
That's not what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's a small percentage of people.
It's just
funny to me.
They have to take the long view every single thing that they're doing.
Yeah.
And yet at the same time, it's also a microcosmic view of every play, everything, all the time, all the stuff that's cliche, more or less, that has to be adhered to nonetheless if you're going to be a good football team. And I think this is a good football team. I think it's a team that can rattle awesome. Now, will they is the big question.
Yeah.
And I think the only way they will is if they maintain their same approach again, because how good is Oklahoma? Pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how good is TCU? I mean, they basically gave away their two losses. I mean, you're right there. One drive. I mean, they're playing high quality teams. Akron's probably not the great, you know, they're middle of the road type team.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're going to get it going. And that's why they maintain that even keel, because if they didn't, they probably wouldn't get it going.
And the process of getting that going will start on Saturday in Stillwater. We will talk more about Iowa State's tilt with Oklahoma State. When we come back, you're listening to The Rundown presented by Heartland Flags on Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams. We're in the heart of football season now, and I got to tell you, I feel a lot better than I did a year ago, and I owe a lot of that to Dr. Kruger at the Ames Eye Clinic. Also, their Des Moines location they're called Des Moines Eye Care in Des Moines. Same guys, really great eye doctors. I never thought that I had eye problems. I don't really have problems seen or anything like that, but I was suffering from chronic headaches. I mean, it was nonstop. I always had a headache. And I think a lot of it was because I stared at a screen all day. Dr. Kruger took a look at my eyes, took him about a half hour, and he knew exactly what was wrong. Prescribed me some glasses that now I use while I'm on my computer, while I'm working for you guys at Cyclone Fanatic all day. And man, has it made a difference. I'm even sleeping better. I challenge you, if you have a problem like this, any sort of eye problem, to contact our friends at Des Moines Eye Care and the Ames Eye Clinic. You can check out DesMoinesEyeCare.com. or AmesEyeClinic.com. I would encourage you to do this and tell them that we sent you. Tell them thank you for supporting what we're doing here at Cyclone Fanatic. Hey guys, it's Williams here. On the podcast, on our radio shows, we talk a lot about point spreads, you know, all that stuff. To be honest, I'm not a big bettor, but I'm really just fascinated by that industry. And I want to recommend a service to you guys today if you're interested in that sort of thing. MyBookie.ag is the website. If you join right now and if you give them our promo code, they will match your deposit dollar for dollar. This is a really good deal. Our promo code is 2427. Again, that promo code is 2427. They have live in-game, live betting. They're in the business for you fantasy guys out there. You can bet over-under on fantasy points for players. There's all sorts of really cool things. MyBookie.ag. Again, that promo code is 2427. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.ag. Hello, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams. There are few financial commitments you will make in your life that are more important than where to get your mortgage from. That's why I want to tell you about my friend Jason Larson at Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny. Here's a real review from a client on Facebook. Jason was amazing to work with. He kept in contact with us where we were at throughout the whole process. When we went to sign, he had coffee and donuts for us that morning. He was super kind and helpful, and we said we would refer him to anyone looking to buy a home. Now that's just one review. Jason Larson, Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny, is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 138063. Give them a call at 515-554-6177. Please tell him that Chris Williams and Cyclone Fanatic sent you.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Rundown, presented by Heartland Flags. All right, Rob, let's look ahead to this game against Oklahoma State. Obviously, people remember the controversial ending to last season's game. A little bit of sour taste against the Cowboys. I'd really like to see the Cyclones come out with a win in this one. I think that they can. I don't think TCU is, or not TCU, Oklahoma State is a team that they can't beat.
Yeah, and I think that that's where we're at with Iowa State. And again, not to harp on this, but one of the reasons the 1-3 start is so hard on fans, because you know how good they are and what that they're capable of winning all those games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're going to face a team that really, you know, their offense caused more problems for Iowa State than anybody else. I mean, scoreboard, obviously, 49 points given up in that game. But also just there's a consistency, no matter who are the headliners in that offense, you know, whether it be in scheme, the fact that they're so varied, they always seem to put up numbers. I mean, the Texas Tech game notwithstanding, mm-hmm. I think we're going to see a lot of outlier games week to week, the Big 12 based on a few things here and there. It's a highly potent offense, has balance in the run pass game. And, you know, if the defense can perform anywhere reasonably close to how it's performed in each game this season, it's definitely going to give them a chance, because the offense is overdue for a few breakout performances, a few breakout situations where you really catch somebody off guard and you actually hit the receiver you can't go. You go into every game thinking Iowa State has a shot, and that's the good thing. And I think they are here. What were they, 10, 11 point underdogs to open?
Yeah, 10 points.
So, I mean, Vegas expects a game.
I don't know
too.
Why Vegas keeps pegging them as 10 point underdogs. They every week they cover.
Yeah, that's true. Again, they're always smarter than you know.
I guess they
think in mysterious ways that work out for them.
I would just think that when they haven't lost a game by 10 or more points in 2 years, eventually it'd be like, okay, you know, maybe we should stop making this double digit, these guys double digit dogs.
7.5, 8.5, something like that.
Yeah.
But I expect, and we'll do picks later this week.
Desert no more than I do, though. So.
I think this is where they break through. And haven't beat them since 2011.
Yeah.
That incredible win here at Jack Trice Stadium. I think the stars are aligned and set up for the Cyclones to get it rolling the right way. But again, you can't make that critical mistake. And what do you want to call it? The strip sack return of Zeb in that game was critical, because you kind of come in out of halftime with some positive vibes going, and you just, the defense gave up a field goal that entire second half, and that's rough. But I mean, at the same, you got to put more points on the board. And, I think that starts happening this week, because I'm not sold. I think the Cowboys defense can be very good at times, but I think it also can be exploited with a good game plan, and I think and execution. And I think they're ready to put those two things together.
All right, man. I got to get ready to go do some stuff for Stans and Fitz tonight. You got any final thoughts before we sign off?
Not really, other than, it's good to be back with you.
Yeah.
It'll be good to talk to Chris when he's back in the rundown chair alongside me as well, and I'll look forward to the Stans and Fitz episode.
Sounds good. Thanks again to Heartland Flags for being the presenting sponsor of the Cyclone Fanatic Rundown each and every week. I'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. Peace.